from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With Hurricanes left tackle Jalen Rivers, and a lot of things to talk about, but first, let's just get an overview of training camp. What do you like about it so far with your team?
I love it a lot. I love training camp because we've been prepared for this moment. Every offseason, every spring, we look forward to just competing. And then now training camp's here and the season's right around the corner. I mean, both sides of the ball, we're very stacked on, I feel like, every position on the team. And we have no choice but to compete and get each other better.
See, that's what I was going to say is you have a lot of good players here now. Good players want to be with good players, right?
Yeah. So for me, even though some people go, oh, you could have left last year or you had a good season as an O-line, I still look to get better. That's the reason why I came back too. I just wanted to improve. I never feel satisfied with my game. I always look to improve. So it's good to have, you know, some DNs like Bain, Mesidor, EA from the transfer Marshall, Tyler Barron, everybody that's going against me every day making me better. It's good to have that because it gets me better and gets them better. Going up against great competition.
I was going to say, there's not a lot of drop-off on this defensive line. Maybe in years past it'd be a drop-off, but now the next guy up is pretty good.
Yeah, you have no choice but to get better every day. It's kind of exhausting. Like Coop said yesterday in his media, it was like it's exhausting to go against a defense D-line every day because every time you're back up, it's a new set of DNs, new set of D-tackles. It's like, well, dang, we really sacked, so we just got to keep them healthy, keep us healthy, and get each other better every practice, every day.
Jalen Rivers is our guest. I want to talk about some of those guys in a moment, but you've talked about wanting to get better. Where are the areas where you want to improve?
I look at every area, the pass, the run, and just the knowledge of the game. So Coach Mirabal helps not just me, but everybody in that O-line room getting better, looking at the defense, looking at what blitz they bring, looking at the personnel and the formations and all that stuff. So I'm getting better in that aspect and just keep getting stronger and more agile, working on my agility to get faster, to handle great competition, great DNs like Bain and everybody I go up against every day. So just working at everything, just honing my skills.
Jalen Rivers is with us. Cam Ward, the quarterback. What does he bring to the table?
Energy, fun to the game, competition. It's competitive every day. Like, that's why I say it's competitive each day, because even our quarterback is going at it with the defense. So, and, you know, when we're not having a good day, he brings us all together. Like, hey, holding himself and everybody else accountable too. So it's good to have Cam Ward coming to this program and very comfortable since day one, being able to gain our respect and gain his respect and play with each other.
I saw him in practice make a throw where he had to drift to the right side, almost out of bounds from the right sideline, throw it to the left sideline all the way across the field. I think that's one of those, oh, no, no. Oh, great play.
Yeah, so that's what he brings to the table, just playmaking ability. So it's good to have, you know, a defense. I mean, good to have a defense that giving us pressure and him able to see that and, you know, do it, you know, make it work and be a mobile quarterback like he is and get out the pocket and still have visibility on the field of his receivers and make a play like that. So I'm glad we have him.
Yeah. I watched Damian Martinez in the offseason in a game that he played for his previous team, Oregon State, against Washington. They couldn't tackle him. What would you say about Damian Martinez and his physicality and his vision?
Yeah, so the more he gets adjusted to our program, because, you know, he's a summer transfer coming in, too, and he's doing great every day, learning the plays, learning, you know, us. And we're, you know, being more we're getting closer with him and building that connection to where when he does run behind us and running them in them holes, he's finding the holes awesome. Like when we did inside run and all these other drills where he's running behind us and finding the holes, it's like, dang, he found a hole and he just ran through it and be able to run people over. Of course, we're not going full speed right now, but he's going to be a great addition to our running back room. And, I mean, he's an older guy too, so it's a great addition from experience level as well to help the younger guys in the room to get everybody in that room better. But he's going to be a great addition to the running back run. I'm glad to be blocking for him.
How does Coach Mirabal help you?
Where does he not help me? In the film room, he's not afraid to call me out, Zach out, Coop out, anybody in that room out. Don't care your seniority or if you're a veteran, he's going to call you out whether you're a walk-on. It's great to have a coach like that that wants everybody in that room to get you better and not afraid to, you know, speak up, because some coaches, not any of the coaches here, thank God, you know, are afraid to get on the good people's bad side and be able to lose them in the transfer portal, so they don't want to say too much. But Coach Mirabal, we have the respect for him to where he's like, we love that criticism because it's getting to me better. And we have the guys in the room that want that help from Coach Mirabal, and he knows what he's talking about. So why not want to be able to be with a coach like him?
Mm-hmm. Jalen Rivers is our guest. If you can't tell, he's one of my favorite players. 21 years old, about to be 22, mature beyond your years. Who keeps you grounded?
Everybody around me, especially my mom, I mean my parents, my dad and my stepdad, my siblings, my friends, my teammates, coaches. I mean, just being able to walk in every day and just remain humble, because they keep me humble every day. And I keep myself humble too, because, you know, being not humble and being too cocky, I feel like won't get you far. Just being humble and, you know, being a service to others will get you really far. And I feel like a lot of people see that in me. And that's just how I am naturally. You know, I don't care for the spotlight. I don't care for all the bling and all that stuff and the attention. I just come in every day and wanting to get better and just learn.
You put a big smile on your mom and stepdad's face. And I think my observation would be, for you, making them proud is something that is a big part of your life.
Yeah, because they sacrifice a lot for me. My people were in the military. I had to move from Virginia to Florida. My dad lived in Virginia, so, like, they sacrificed a lot for me, and they're still there for me, being in the military. So I do everything for them, especially my mom. Being a single mom at one point, but my stepdad stepping in, and my dad still being in my life, too. But, you know, I see what they did for me and what they do for other people, and I'm like, I really idolize that, and I want to do the same for them. And just keep growing, and they're teaching me to remain humble, like I said. They keep me grounded, and I just really do this for them.
By the way, this is how a team gets better. A guy like you comes back for another year, doesn't leave early, comes back here to sharpen your skills, to win football games. What motivated you to come back?
Like I said, just wanting to get better. I feel like I wanted to dominate at the college level in order to go to the next level, you know, the pro level. That's no joke. You know, you get there and you know, that's not what they want, they'll cut you. So I want to be able to be ready for that type of competition, dominate the college level to where I feel confident enough to be able to, you know what, I'm going to leave because I feel like I've done enough. And, you know, I want to use this program as much as possible because they did a lot for me. And I want to, you know, just come back, and I feel like I believe in this team too, because I feel like we had unfinished business to where we didn't do what we needed to do last year necessarily when we were 7-6. Like, that's not good enough, and I feel like everybody in this program knew that wasn't. So I feel like the team we have now, the coaches we have now, I feel like we have a chance at that this year.
Before we let you go, give me a scouting report. First on Tyler Barron.
Tyler Barron, he's, you know, he's really my height. So he's big, powerful, a little speed to him. So he'll get you on the speed and, you know, try to long arm you. So he's very strong and a very big body.
Simeon Barrow.
Another big body at the D-tackle position. He gives us guards, our guards, a lot of trouble. In the run game, so you got to get them quick, be firm and strong, and run your feet and try to move them. So he's a big, powerful run stopper.
I know for Reuben Bain, staying the same is not part of his game. So how has he gotten better?
Just be able to switch it up. You know, it's unpredictable going up against him. You don't know if you're getting hand swipe, the speed a little bit, speed to power, a little step inside. Like, you don't know. So, and one thing about him that separates from a lot of people is that he never stops and he just keeps going because he has a motor that, you know, the play's not over until the whistle is blown. And even after the whistle, you see him still trying to chase the ball. So he's a great talent.
Do you look forward to opening the season with an opponent like the Florida Gators?
Yes, because, you know, everybody loves going against, you know, a rival in the SEC as well, too. So I look forward to going back near home, too. That's right near an hour away from Jacksonville. So, you know, I love the opportunity because they're a great team, and we can't be more even excited to face a team like that.
I call them the Evil Empire.
Yeah, that's true. I agree.
It's a good way to start, right?
It's a great way to start. You hit it on the nail, yeah.
Jalen Rivers, you did a great job. You're going to have a great season. When you retire, let me know.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.